won't have to pay the hair mail rate to send it to UNT.com, since all packages under 5 pounds automatically come by hand. Why center by the more expensive hair mail rate? And for 5 pounds or under, she can come by air at the regular mail rate. And depending on how much longer your tour is in Vietnam, you either have to diet, fresh diet, or stop eating completely.
Ride a kangaroo,
make kangaroo stew,
stand up some holla while you cuddle a koala,
dress in a nightgown, and walk upside down.
This is my home.
Well, baby, I've got news for you. Now, by our time, make a date with Sydney.
That's a no-no.
That's in Australia.
My boomerang won't come back.
Radio News watches the world for you and reports what it sees every hour on the hour. All you have to do is listen.
Next news coming up on this station in just 23 minutes at 5 o'clock. Complete the afternoon. Now we gotta have a visit from Dean Martin. He's in the mix to do what?
Music. The Chu Hoi program is very vital. It serves an important mission, the encouragement of the Viet Cong to come over to our side. Not only does this mean less resistance on the battlefield, but also yields important information about the enemy. It's been a very successful program. Many American lives have been saved by the continuing efforts of the Chu Hoi program. Here's a continuing. These are the happenings. Music for a Thursday afternoon, and we start out with five in a row. That last one, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap from late 1967, a big hit for them, called Woman, Woman. We'll be right back after this driving reminder.
Driving a vehicle can sometimes be compared to falling off a log. You get so used to it, it becomes natural. Cruising down the road as your mind wanders, you pass the phone, your wife or girl at home. Usually, it's thought not actually on what you're doing at the moment. It's fine to daydream, but when you have a potentially lethal weapon under your control, you may just daydream yourself into a strange.
Thank you for that good word, Rick. I'm specialist Rick Bednar, your host in Town and Country every night here on ESPN. It's 4:05 now after 3 o'clock. Let's drop back to 1959. This is Town and Country. We're half away from news time now on a Thursday afternoon. 5 minutes of the latest world news coming up at 5 o'clock. So here's some good news. A second R&R has now been authorized for people extending from 90 to 180 days here in Vietnam. Eligibility for the second R&R begins after your tour extension's been approved and after you've gained seniority on the list of the place where you're headed. But remember, you must take your first R&R during your normal tour or you lose it. If you enjoyed your first R&R, why not take a second during your extension? This is Edwin Starr. He calls this Asian Double O Soul.
I can put the twine in the dirt.
afternoon. Marine Corporal John Rehauer, your host. It's 9.5 minutes away from news time, coming up at 5 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back. The sounds of the Buckingham is right after this.
So there you are. You're out in the boonies.
You just received your hard-earned much pay. Now, what do you do with it?
Well, even out in the boonies, you can make arrangements to have your pay put in a safe place, a checking account. That way, you withdraw your pay.
This is the video of New London tonight. You're experiencing network difficulties. Please stand by. Network difficulties have been corrected. We now have been joined.
This is the American Forces Broadband Network. Audio 85 at 99.9 FM. This is ASPN tonight. The tragedy of a traffic accident can last for a lifetime. Or worst of all, it can snuff out life. If you're the driver of a vehicle in Vietnam, it's your responsibility to see that a tragedy doesn't happen. So drive carefully and stay alert.
Correct time on the new Audio 85 at the automatic cycling tone will be precisely 1600. News time from ASVN, News Central in Saigon. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Headlining the news at this hour, the U.S. slams ahead to the Red Planet and reports of hope from the French capital. Good afternoon, this is Army PFC's Bruce Dan. ASCN News on the Hour. Compiled from major American networks, wire services, and military sources. Now, complete details. The U.S. plans to send a double probe to the planet Mars in 1971 to find sites for the first unmanned landing 2 years later. Caltech's Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Pasadena said today that two Mariner spacecraft will circle the mysterious red planet for 3 months. The launch will be made in May when Mars is within 35 million miles of the Earth. The trip will take 6 months and orbit today by a 40-minute emergency meeting. Negotiator Avril Harriman and Saigon's top representative in Paris, Pham Dong Lam. After the meeting, an authoritative source said the U.S. still expects South Vietnam to take part. Earlier, the chiefs of staff of the NATO nations held a top-secret meeting in Brussels today, plotting new military strategy because of Czechoslovakia. As a result of the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia, NATO faces a complete reassessment of its defense strategy. Richard Nixon continues to plan for his new administration. Today in New York, Nixon's aide, Ron Ziegler, reported,
"The inaugural theme for the 1916 year, Don and inaugural, will be bringing us together. I think the inaugural plans begin to evolve. There may be some changes from the previous inaugural."
And Ziegler said that President-elect Nixon has appointed J. Willard Marriott, chairman of the board of Marriott Corporation of Washington, D.C., to serve as chairman of the 1969 inaugural committee. Brooklyn grand jury indicted three men from Yemen on four counts each in connection with an assassination plot against President-elect Nixon. The men pleaded innocent to the charges and are being held until they can raise the reduced bail of $25,000 apiece. San Francisco State College was closed indefinitely today. Police and students had clashed on the campus, and the faculty voted to suspend classes. It was then that President Robert Smith announced the closure. The more than 1 week of violence and disruption was touched off by the dismissal of a member of the Black Panthers, who was an English instructor and a graduate student. An Air Force spokesman says that the U.S. may pay Lockheed Aircraft double the original contract estimate for 115 giant C-5A military cargo jets. A.E. Fitzgerald, an Air Force deputy, testified today before a House Senate committee. He said Lockheed's costs may increase 100% over first estimates on the original 58 planes. Committee Chairman Senator William Proxmire said this is really appalling. The Montreal Weather Bureau has warned citizens of Canada's largest city that snow flurries will continue through tomorrow. The city was hit by a blizzard today, a heavy remnant of the Atlantic storm that hit the east coast of the U.S. yesterday. More than 12 inches of snow fell today in Montreal, with strong winds quickly piling up drifts. Paul says he is deeply concerned because religious indifference has become fashionable, and some Christians even believe God is dead. In a speech in St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope reaffirmed that religion and communism can't be reconciled, although discussion is possible. The National Conference of Catholic Bishops took preliminary action today on a proposed letter dealing with birth control. The vote was so secret that the bishops themselves were not told the outcome. The pastoral letter deals with a Catholic couple's decision to use contraceptives despite a papal ban. The bishops are meeting in Washington. Mrs. Lyndon Johnson will make a four-day, 6,000-mile cross-country trip next week. It will be her sixth and last major tour. She will emphasize advances in education, space, health, and urban renewal programs promoted by her husband, President Johnson. The First Lady will go to New Orleans, Cape Kennedy, Denver, and Eureka, California. That's the news up to this hour. Compiled from major American networks, wire services, and military sources. I'm Army PFC Bruce Dad for AFPN Radio News.
AFPN, broadcasting from Saigon.
Bobby Gentry, the ode to Billy Joe. The Army needs recruiters. Increasing emphasis on maximizing voluntary enlistments and stepped-up recruiting operations through the United States have increased the need for these vital men. Recruiters are assigned to the U.S. Army Recruiting Command on a voluntary basis rather than a detailed basis. Mature, experienced NCOs with a broad knowledge of the Army and the excellent career opportunities it offers are urgently needed. For more information, check with your unit personnel officer. Remember, applications must be submitted between 6 and 8 months prior to your deload.
On a Thursday afternoon, we'll have another one of those million-dollar double plays right after this.
Being in Vietnam has its advantages, but being close to the world isn't one of them. Great distance makes it pretty tough for fast communication between you and the world. But that's where the Red Cross comes in. Should your family have an emergency, the fastest way to contact you is through their local Red Cross. Why not take some time and explain it all in a letter home? It might take some time now, but you'll be saving time in the long run.
This is the first of two in a row on a Thursday afternoon. The sounds of Johnny Rivers from 1967 in Charleston, Summer Rain.
Down for that one. That's Connie Francis, so let's stick on your collar.
Where are you headed, buddy?
All right, just up the road a few miles.
Oops, sorry.
Geez, what I have, bad breath? I mean, what sort of an idiot would do a thing like that?
What kind of guy would do that? Well, we're all on the same team. Regardless of whether it's a few yards or a few miles, give your buddy a lift. You never can tell. He might be from the same hometown.
We get no music. What's the trouble? There we go. The music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon.
66, simply called Pollyanna. Done by the Classics at 8 minutes away from news time at 4 o'clock.
As servicemen in Vietnam, we have a special reason for buying United States savings bonds and freedom shares. Indirectly, they help us protect freedom and ensure that America will remain strong and free. So we're helping ourselves in two ways, aren't we? Just think, if you'd invest a little of your don't-take-home pay for savings bonds, well, you'd get 4.5% on held to maturity, 5% on freedom shares. The savings is done for you, and the money's always there in case something comes up. Why not give it a whirl?
Doesn't sound like a bad idea. Thank you very much, Mike. Army Specialist Mike Sherman, your host on Panorama every Saturday afternoon. Away from news time, coming up at 4 o'clock here on a Thursday afternoon. You know, a lot of people see red every day. They come down and soon forget. Well, soon that type of red should be forgotten. But hold on, because there's another type of red. You see it on modification work orders. Urgent on top of that modification work order means the item is red or deadlined. Urgent modification work orders are aimed at fixing those things that could fix your equipment for good and possibly even you. When you see that type of red, don't forget it. Wow. 1965 style. This is Roger Miller.
And your little wings like a pendulum.
Pretty thing from about 10 years ago, done up by the Platters. It's called Harbor Life.
Did you ever stop to think about some of the services and recreational facilities most of us take for granted while in service? I'm talking about such things as libraries, bowling alleys, game rooms, and golf courses. Found at most military installations around the world. Special services, the group that makes home seem just a little bit closer.
10 minutes before news time now, coming up at 4 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. See if you remember this one. It's done by a group that's called the Classics. Join Tim every morning, Monday through Friday, from 10 until 12 noon with Mob Morning. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to drop back, oh, about 10 years right after this. It's Mod, it's Mad, it's Tokyo for R&R. From Ueno to Shinjuku, from Tokyo Tower to the resorts of Nikko. It's a Mod world of Tokyo calling you when R&R comes around. Take a trip non-stop from Saigon to the largest city in the world. Shop now for Christmas, electronics, cameras, pearls, and silk. You'll go mad going Mod in Tokyo, where they say, let it all hang out. And where they say,
would you like to send home a real war trophy? Something unusual. Something that will really be the talk of the town. Well, there are some guys are finding live hand grenades, RPG rounds, C4 plastic, and all those other explosives that they're hiding in their footlockers and suitcases. And we guarantee that the enemy sent back to the States will cause a lot of talk among the folks back home. And it might well be the last words they say. Think about it. The war trophy worth it?
14 and a half minutes away from news time coming up at 5 o'clock. And the mom and two coppers join us. Those words of love.